It's Noiseworks here at 4CA. Good morning, it's Murray. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. And it has been a busy morning as well. A man I haven't seen for quite a few years in studio. Always a pleasure to catch up with him. Bill Shorten, good morning. Welcome to studio this morning and welcome to Cairns.
Great to be back in Cairns. COVID's kept a lot of us
from we
Melbourne,
know.
Locked down and not able to come up and see the fantastic tropics.
It's been so busy. It's like 2 years have been rolled into the last couple of weeks, particularly since the election campaign started. Mm. Important subject, day of action today for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and of course you're the Shadow Minister for that particular portfolio. I mean, we are so lucky compared to places like United States that don't even have basic medical care. We are so lucky to have such a system. But unfortunately, there are some concerns, and I guess that's some of the focus that you're going to be particularly, one of the things they're particularly focusing on here in Cairns, including a bit of a get-together with some of the participants with the NDIRS today. Tell me a little bit more about what's on the cards.
Well, I'm here with Elida Faith, Labor's candidate for Leichhardt, and she's very committed to making sure that people with disability in far north Queensland get a fair go. So we're meeting people at the in Barlow at the corporate centre today.
Barlow Park, yeah, good.
Barlow Park, and then also going to ARC Disability in, is it Benunda? Did I pronounce that right, Murray?
You certainly did.
There you go. And listen, the issue with the NDIS is this. There's 500,000 Australians who are profoundly and severely impaired. They receive individual packages of support. It's a great idea. Labor helps set it up. And I want people in Australia to get the best deal in the world. But over the last 8 to 9 years, we've seen the dream not materialise for a lot of people. The promises haven't been kept by the current government. Specifically, there's no trust between participants and service providers on one hand and families and the government on the other. What happens is the government is constantly cutting packages, and even if you have a good package of support, you're worried up at midnight, will this package be cut? So we want to restore trust in the system.
Now, look, to restore that trust, I mean, the workers within the NDIA, which is the agency that basically looks after the NDIS, drastically understaffed, and that's been an ongoing issue right from the word go, yes, to the point where, you know, I understand, because their office is just across the road from us here, mm-hmm, they're actually losing staff. You know, having that quality staff on board, so, you know, keeping KPIs up and just pure numbers of staff, that's one of the key challenges, I think, moving forward.
100%, Murray. The National Disability Insurance Agency, they're the organisation tasked with administering these packages of support to 500,000 profoundly disabled people. The staff are very good people, but there's just simply not enough of them. The number of people on the scheme has increased massively over the last few years, but the number of people working in the agency has not. So we're very worried the government uses labour hire, temporary labour, people who don't know anything about disability, nice people, but who don't know much about disability. And that really sends the wrong message if you've got a child with autism or if you've got a partner with motor neurone disease, having to constantly re-explain to strangers all the time the basis of the disability.
So sure.
What we have seen, and the Australian's got it on the front page today, and really, Murray, you couldn't make it up. If I just told you this as a story at the pub, you'd say, no, you're pulling my leg. We have discovered through the government, through documents that we've obtained, the government is now saying to its staff, you should not ring people back who've got a review or a debate about their review. The government has said you're only to ring people back who are making an application to review their matter in the most unusual or extreme circumstances if your manager approves. So let me decode it in even plain English than that. This is like a bus company saying that you can't stop to pick up passengers. When you have the government of the day issuing instructions to its frontline staff, its review staff, you are not to ring up and talk to the people making complaints. Like, the world's gone mad, hasn't it, Murray? The world has just gone mad.
And look, you know, that's got to be a reflection possibly on staffing numbers. Yeah. That's possibly the decision why they've done that. Let's talk a little bit further about some of the other key issues. And I know, having spoken to Craig Crawford, who's basically the minister who's aware, who basically looks after disability services here in Queensland, one of the key issues, and look, it may be a reflection of the model where you've actually got private companies that are actually providing some of the roles, such as support coordinators. The delineation between what the state provides and what the NDIS BIS federally provides, there's a big rift there. There's a big raft. And unfortunately, it's a situation where it's easier for a lot of people that are involved in making plans and getting these type of things together for people with disabilities to basically roll it into one, whereas you should have a situation where the NDIS pays for certain things, but the state government also needs to be paying for certain things. It's all being rolled into the NDIS, which unfortunately is meaning that there's concerns. Long term, it's going to be just simply unsustainable.
You're right that there is a lot of pressure coming on the NDIS. The NDIS is effectively becoming the oasis in the desert. What I mean by that is that if you can get onto the NDIS, then that's better than not being on it.
Sure.
But the problem is that there's insufficient supports out in the community for people who with disabilities generally. And so what's happened is everyone's sort of like moths to the candle flocking to the NDIS. There's 4.5 million people with disabilities, many of which don't require, you know, significant support. But this scheme, the NDIS, was only ever designed for people with the most profound and severe impairments. But if you've got a mental illness, which is episodic, it's not very intense, but it's still there's no community mental health. If you are if you're a parent of a child of school age, there needs to be more support in our school system for kids with special needs rather than everything going back to the NDIS. There's not enough housing for people who might have a disability, not a disability which requires 7 day a week, 24 hour support. Nonetheless, it's a significant disability. The scheme was never designed for everyone with a disability in this country. The problem is there's not enough other support for disability, state, federal, and this is the problem.
Yep, sure. And I think having that delineation about what the NDIS can provide, what it does actually provide to participants, and what the state also provides, I think, is one of the key things moving forward.
Yes.
As I said at the beginning, you know, compared to places like the United States, we're so lucky to have such a system. But obviously, we do need to get it sorted out because the quality of lives of families are being impacted while this great system is basically remaining broken. And I guess that's one of the key things you're here to talk about in Cairns and part of the election pledge put forward by Labor this morning.
Yeah, the voices of people with disabilities need to be heard. The government, the Morrison government always says how much the scheme costs, but they never, and there is money that they're wasting. I mean, when the government complains about the cost of the scheme, you'd almost think that they wish they knew someone who knew the Prime Minister who could fix it. I mean, this is a government who buck passes. So there is money that can be saved. Having said that, I would invite people in the community to think a little differently about disability. Disability could happen to any of us. It can happen when your child's born and you think you're going on one journey and the child doesn't develop in the way you hoped and it's another journey. It could be in the blink of an eye on a country road. It could be through early onset ageing disabilities. It's any of us. So what we need is a scheme which is available, which is appropriately generous, which helps you have some choice and control in your life. This is an investment, not a cost. There's 250,000 people, including thousands of people in the Cairns region, work in disability. Disability is important. It shouldn't be invisible, and that's why I'm up here in Cairns today.
Every child's a blessing is something that we've learnt pretty profoundly in the last week or so.
Yeah, I think some of us knew that beforehand, but anyway, I'm sure if the Prime Minister had his time again. I don't know if he's prone to self-reflection, but if he was, I think he might reflect on that comment.
Bill Shorten, it's been great to talk to you. Welcome to Cairns. Thanks for bringing some sunshine with you. He is the Shadow Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Have a great time in Cairns, and thank you so much for dropping in and saying hi. Cheers.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
In 2022.